says Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahalo V'Samecha Bir'osam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. The Rose of Yaakov Tzahala Rejoicing V'Samecha Happiness in a state of happiness. Bir'osam Yachad, as they see together, Tcheles Mordechai. The Tcheles of Mordechai.
What
does Bir'osam mean? Bir'osam, as they see together, Tcheles Mordechai. The last time when we were discussing this, right, we were talking about essentially how Amalek, right, Amalek attacked the Jewish people, or Amalek's attack upon the Jewish people emanated from a lack of our seeing Hashem in our midst. In Parshas Shalach, the prologue to Amalek's coming is the statement of the Jewish people, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin. Is God in our midst, or is He not? Is He not? And we discussed the last time that, right? We discussed the last time that this sort of statement doesn't mean, oh, is God around? Because that's ridiculous. These are the Jews who are coming right after Kriyas Yamsuf, after receiving the Man, after Kriyas Yamsuf, after Eser Makos, like, you know, hello, you know, like what, you know, what part of deep space are you coming from? What side of the, you know, how long have you been on the dark side of the moon? Of course Hashem is in our midst. But we said, based upon the Netziv, that that the problem is they didn't see Hashem in their midst, given who their madrega, given their level. In other words, they understood that Hashem was with them as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was with them. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is gone, we're gone. We're finished. We're finished. So a lack of belief in self, right? A lack of belief in self generated the coming of Amalek. Because Amalek, right? Amalek, it says that when Amalek attacked the Jewish people. So it says now, what I said to you before was in Parshas Shalach. The pasuk I'm going to say to you now is in Kiseitze. In Bishalach, it talks about the event of the attack of Amalek. In Kiseitze, it talks about the mitzvah of remembering that which Amalek did to us. So there it says, Vayezanev b'chol kol ha-necheshonim acharecha. Vayezanev b'chol kol ha-necheshonim acharecha is the Rashi brings down several perushim there. One is that they attacked the Jews who were spat out from the Anan. Those who had sinned, or in the words of the Tziv, those who were doing mitzvos anoshim milumoda, doing things by rote. Not really plugged in. Rashi says, Vayizanev b'chok l'necheshalem v'achareva makas zanav. They took milos, the foreskins, and they threw them towards the heaven. And they said, God, take what you want. This is what you want, take it. This is what Amalek did. Another perush that Rashi brings is that the ones that they attacked, they sodomized. Right? Bishkav Zachor. The idea being is that Amalek wishes to imprint. They want to be the Zecharim. They want to be those who imprint their vision of the world upon the world. That's why they hate the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are the carriage for Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis in the world, and they want to stamp the world as having no connection to Hashem. It is the throne frisbee. You want to believe He made it? That's fine. Maybe we'll talk about that. We talked about that last time, right? But I'm not going to talk about it right now. Right? You want to believe He made it? Fine. You want to believe there's something called heaven? you know, with the angels, with the halos, the whole nine yards, etc. Like we can also live with that also, right? We can live with that as well. Religion is the opiate of the people. Fine. But that he's involved in our lives? Uh-uh. They wish to imprint. Jews say that God wants us, as it were, to finish creation, perfect creation. Bris Milah, right, is the example par excellence that we're not just here to live, right, a natural orgiastic life, right? Bris Milah means that the world needs to be perfected by man, and that means the perfection of the world, is that man helps perfect it. But man helps perfect it. When I lost. When Turnus Rufus, Tinius Rufus, said to Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Don't you Jews believe that your God is perfect?" He says, "Yes." He says, why do you deface his creation? Why do you circumcise yourself? Why do you mutilate his creation?" So Rabbi Akiva answered him. He says, "Tell me, what's better, wheat or rolls?" He says, "Rolls." He says, "Why? Wheat is natural. I understand, but you can't eat wheat." He says, "That's precisely the point. Wheat is perfect in its setting, right? But for man, that's not perfect. He needs it to be turned into rolls. The world, in its natural setting, is perfect. But if man is meant to inhabit the world, part of the perfection of the world is that man should perfect himself through being in the world. And therefore, man, right, the Jewish people, imprint, right, imprint their sons with the idea that we need to fix the world. We need to remove ourselves from that which would bind us too tightly to physicality, and we need to instead transform the raw wheat into rolls." It's interesting. On the pasuk, Lahudim Haisa Ora, the Simcha, the Sason. Sason, right, is Mila. Say Chazal. Lahudim Haisa Ora, Simcha, Sason, is Mila. At any event, so Amalek, right? Amalek, right? Amalek is committed to stating that God is not involved in our lives. And we know that Hashem is involved in our lives. Julius Streicher, right, the author, the editor of Der Strummer, before they hung him at Nuremberg, the last words he said were Purim Fest. Right? Amalek knows. Amalek knows. They know. So now, at the time of Purim, the pasuk says that Haman told Achashverosh, when he bought the rights to destroy the Jewish people, he said, "Yeshno am echad, mifuzar mifurad bein ha'ami." Say Chazal, "Yeshno." Why say Yeshno? Just say Yesh. If we're getting paid by the letter, a la Dickens, so then we call it, then it makes sense. Let's make it into a fancy word, Yeshno. But since this is not Dickens, this is the Holy Writ. Yeah, Yeshno, it's Yeshno. So say Chazal, the word Yeshno is hinting to Yoshnu min ha-mitzvos. They're asleep from the mitzvos. In other words, they're attached, you know, come see, come sa. They're attached on the level of, you know, Zechazenayne v'nei Yerushalayim rekod v'her v'meinu. Why am I benching while I'm standing up? I got confused. Right? We thought we were saying the Sechazena Inenu, and the next thing we know, we're saying Luvnei Yushalayim Yerakosh Mugher Inenu. Right? They're similar. One's in Shmona Esrei, one's in Birchas HaMazon, Right? So if you're not plugged in, it's all sort of just blends together. Yashnu min ha-mitzvos. But Tzadok says, in addition, Mifuzar mifurad bin ha-amim. Mifuzar mifurad bin ha-amim. What does that mean? There's pirud bein ha-neshamos. There's dissension. There's division between them. In other words, these are the two things. Again, Amalek understands, right, that this is a battle to the death. There's only one of two ways the world is going to run. It's either going to run the way the Jews, right, are saying that it runs, al pi the Torah. That means every thought and every word and every action, each one of them has an equal and opposite reaction in terms of a person's relationship with Hashem. It's called Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem is dynamically involved in everything that we do. Whether the manifestation of that reaction becomes clear in this world or it only becomes clear in the next world is a moot point. But everything we do generates a level of connection to Hashem, and it bears fruit. Some of those fruit become available here. Some of those fruit, along with the trees that we're planting, will only become available in the Olam Habas. But everything has an equal and opposite reaction associated with it. That's one way of living. And then there is Amalek. Amalek is the tincture, the essence of Esau. Al-char b'chatichya. Slice. Right? Cut off all connection. Hashem is not with us here. Not that we're atheists. They weren't atheists. For Amalek to be an atheist, I mean, it really is ridiculous. He's Eliphaz's son. He's Esau's grandson. He is Yitzchak's great-grandson. Right? The great grandson who saw probably his great grandfather, or what do you call it? Maybe he didn't, but he certainly was living in the house that was filled with the aura of Yitzchak, yeah? Says that there's no God. The world came about because, you know, snap, crackle, pop, Kellogg's revisited, boom, world, right? From where? Oh, it doesn't make any difference. Right? He doesn't care. You want to say the world comes from someplace? Of course it comes from someplace. You want to say it's going someplace? There's heaven with angels, with halos, with the miracle on 34th Street, harp music playing in the background. Fine. But here he's not with us. This is a tossed frisbee. And he'll fight to the death. Because he is, as Bilam refers to him, Reishis Goyim Amalek. He is not the first of the Goyim. Doesn't mean the first Reishis over here, because it can't be, because after all, I just told you that Amalek is the son of Eliphaz, the grandson of Esav, the great-grandson of Yitzhak. There are lots of nations that are around long before them. Yeah. Reishis Goyim Amalek means he's the essence of all the Goyim. Each Goy, as it were, has its national tendency. Like we know from the Medrash about Hashem offering the Torah to the different nations of the world. What does it say in it? Is that what he calls, you know, Losir Tzach? You're going to have to really, I mean, they, even as Zion Mitzvah, they say, oh, you can't kill anybody. But you've got to be into that idea what it means. Oh, no, no, no. You missed the point. I can't control my anger. Forget it. Right? What do you call it? What's it say? Losina. Losina. Do you want me to die of nerditis? Forget it. He says, well, signal. Got to steal if someone's not watching something? That's Baltashchis. Forget it. Esav is the tincture of all the nations in that what you do makes no difference. He's not here. So that's how he's Reishis Goyim. He's the essence. He's the distilled of the distilled of the distilled of the distilled of the attitude of all the nations. We don't want him involved in our lives. We don't want him bending us out of shape. We don't want to have to look in the mirror and say, no, he is and I am. No, 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 that's it. You got it wrong. He wills, therefore I be. Oh no, I'm not living like that. He wills, therefore I be. Uh-uh. He is, I am. He's bigger. Seder, I'll respect that he's bigger than me. But he is, and therefore he wills, and therefore I be. I have to submit my personality, my ego to him. Forget it. So Amalek is willing to die to imprint the world that way. When the Jewish people are infected with illnesses that are corollaries of Amalek's view on the earth, of the view of the world. Yeshno am echad, yashnu min ha-mitzvos. If the lifeblood of my existence is through the catheter of my being attached to the Rabbono Shel Olam, or I should say better, through the artery of my being attached to the Rabbono Shel Olam. So how do you fall, you know, how do you like do mitzvos anashim lubara? You know, sort of like do things by rote. Like, wouldn't you think, if you're holding your hand, right, God forbid, like let's say you're holding your heart in your hand. Your heart in your hand. Remember Dr. Brain? No. Okay, never mind. He walked around with his head inside of a formaldehyde bottle. But okay, like, never mind. I didn't say it. I mean, I did, but I regret saying it. It's too late. Okay, but let's say you're holding your heart in your hand. Your heart in your hand. Would you like, you know, what time is it? Let me check. Oh, my heart! Right? You wouldn't do that, right? You wouldn't do that unless you, you know, had some sort of whatever issue. Right? You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do it. So how do we do mitzvah and nashim milumada? Yashnu min ha-mitzvos. Yashnu min, we're asleep. He knew it. As I'll say, Lace the Yada, there was no one who knew Lishna, Bisha, Lashon Hara better than Haman. He knew it. They don't forget, Esav. Just like Streicher didn't forget before they hung him and he said, Purim fest. They know. Mufuzar Mufurad bin Amim says, Reb Tzadok, this one was not in Chazal, I don't think. Reb Tzadok says it, right? There's a hint there also. Mufuzar Mufurad bin Amim, they themselves are Mufuzar Mufurad. There's pirud between the neshamas. They don't care about each other because they don't realize that they're all attached to one another, and that each one of them is doing a different part of the job of carrying Hashem's presence in the world. Right? They don't realize it. There's pirud bein neshamos. It's another form, as Ramak says, one of the yesod of shchinta begalusa is sinas chinam. The yesod of shchinta begalusa, the shchina being begalus, is sinas chinam. Sinas chinam. Because there's a period between the neshamos that we call the body politic of Klal Yisrael. It's called Knesset Yisrael. It's not the name, it's not the way, not exactly, but whatever. But that is what the Shekhinah rests upon Knesset Yisrael. The Shekhinah, let's say that that way. The Shekhinah rests upon when the Jewish people, right, they exist as an entity interlocked with one another. Doesn't mean you want to spend 24/7 with everybody. This we've gone through before. You don't have to be, you want to spend 24/7 with every other Jew. Not every of you has to be a cup of tea, but that you have to recognize that each one has got his job description with his glitches, with his strengths, with his weaknesses, with his nurture issues, with his nature issues, with all, what do you call it, all of the issues, etc. But we're all in this job together. We are the collective chassis of carrying the Shekhinah in the world. There's period between them. Each one is out for himself. That brought Purim upon us. Because when the Achilles heel of that sort of flaw makes its appearance, or those sorts of flaws make their appearance, Yashnu min ha-mitzvos, and Yesh Pirud bein ha-neshamos in Klal Yisrael, Amalek is always there to remind us. There's a Medrash that says it's a fascinating thing. Such a fascinating thing. That Eliphaz, there he is bouncing little Amalek up and down on his knee. Okay, that's my poetic license. He's sitting on his lap, right, etc. And Amalek turns to his father, and he says, "Who has Olam Haba?" He says, "Yaakov." He says, "Who has Olam Hazeh?" He says, "Yaakov." Wait a second. So what he caught. So what should I do? He says, well, if you want, you can commit yourself to arranging Olam Hazeh for Yaakov, and then you share with him. He says, forget it. Right? I'll find a different way to find purpose in the world. Whenever they mess up, I'll be there as the whip. Right? Just stick it to them. So it's true to form. If we gashnu min mitzvos, if we have pure bein and neshamos, so then that's it. We're finished. Mordechai, right, understood this. Mordechai, yeah. The pasuk says Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish ishimini. So Chazal say Mordechai ben Yair sheheyir inaim shel Yisrael the Torah ben Shimi sheishmiat filoseim. I think with Nekisya covered. I think that's a nusach. Yeah, Kish sheheikish al dalsi arachamim. Hikish al dalsi arachamim. So Ram ben Agra, if I remember correctly, he says that's what Mordechai did. He was Meir Arinayim in Torah. He was, he was Mashmiya ben Shimi. He caused our tefillahs to be heard before the Kisei HaKavod. He's Ben Kish Shehekish al Dalsei Arachamim. What does it mean, the doors of Rachamim? Isn't one Delis to Rachamim? Why is it Dalsei Arachamim? He says because the key to opening the door of Rachamim Shamayim is if we open the door of Rachamim to one another. That's why it's Dalsei Arachamim. It's like on two swinging doors. If this door opens, the door between each other, it pulls open the door of Rachamim. The Midash are the Moded Kach Modinim Lo. Right? Kol Merachim al Brias Merachim al Min Hashamayim. Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. So Mordechai was successful as it were in saving the Jews from an accurate description of who they were. Yeshno am echad yoshkim min hamitzvos mifuzar muforad bein ha'amim. On Purim. Right? Since Lamaisa, as we said before, the battle on Purim is God involved in our lives. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im'ayin. If we believe that, not just because of the Moshe Rabbeinu, but believe each of us, all of us, together and individually, that Hashem is in our midst, so then we're not ripe territory for Amalek to attack. If we are living in the world of mitzvah hanashim milumada, we do mitzvahs by rote, we've already, as it were, created, one cut, where infection can enter. If we are mifurad, mifuzar mifurad ben amim, which is pirud ben anashamos, if we don't value each other, again, not meaning you want to spend 24/7 with everybody, but if we don't value each other, and recognize that everybody has got a chelik here with all their issues and with some of the reasons that I don't want to spend 24/7 with them. But nonetheless, they've carried the holy Jewish soul and they're part of Kol Yisrael Yishtem Chelik Olam Abba. So if I don't recognize that, once again, I've made another incision ripe for infection to attack. If however, I realize that we are connected to one another, as we do on Purim. Purim is a zman of rejuvenated Kabbalah Satorah. The pasuk says, "Kimu v'kiblu ayudim, aleim v'alzaram." Kimu v'kiblu, say Chazal, "Kimu mashikiblu kvar." Kimu mashikiblu kvar. We recabled the Torah the first time at Har Sinai. That came along with Hashem Baruch Hu holding Arsini over them like a barrel. Kaf aleim harki gigis. Right? Iti kableu mutav. If you accept the Torah, it's fine. Bilav sham tiyeh kraschem. You don't want to accept it? That's it. You're finished. At Purim, because of the simcha and the ava generated by the nais, they were makayim. Why does he use the word makayim? Kiyum on a star. Means you have a document. Witnesses testified at the bottom, but we haven't authenticated yet. A kiyum is where you authenticate the document. A bezdin looks at the signatures, this is authentic. It's called kiyum shtaros. Kiyumu, The Jews reaffirmed. You know that Kabbalah story we had then? Then we were Kabbalah because Kabbalah and Hakigigis. But you know what? Forget it. It's not just because of that. It's not just because of that. Because the Ava, the Simcha generated by the Nais, Kimu v'kibul ha-Yehudim. So, on Purim, we recommit to rebuilding that gap, right? That gap that Haman described in Yeshno Amechad Yoshnu Min HaMitzos. Mishloach Manos Matanos Lev Yonim, right? Mishloach Manos Matanos Lev Yonim. We recommit to rebinding, as it were, the relationship with one another, right? Mefuzar before I bin Amin, this period between the neshamas. This period between the neshamas. On Purim, we give Matanos Levyonim, we give Mishloach Manos, we rebuild the bridges of Mefuzar before I bin Amin. On Purim, from the time of the Pasuk, Cha batchu avoseinu, batchu v'lovoshu. We place our trust in Hashem, right? And we're not ashamed. Elecha za'aku v'nimlatu, cha batchu v'lovoshu. To you, Hashem, they called out, and to you, Hashem, they fled, right? Elecha za'aku v'nimlatu, they're saved, right? Or they flee towards you. We place our trust in Hashem and we're not embarrassed. We know He is the address to turn to. Usually when you have to ask somebody for a favor, so you're happy to get the favor, but you're a little bit embarrassed that you ask for it. But by us, yeah, vis-a-vis Hashem, and that's the avenue of tefillah. Right? We call out to Hashem, and we're saved, we place our trust in Hashem, and we're not embarrassed, because Hashem Lehefech wants us to always recognize the grand event of recharging the batteries of connection to Hashem, is tefillah. So on Purim, right, Kimu v'Kiblu, on Purim, right, Fuzam b'Farad, we fix again. On Purim, we re-strengthen the world of tefillah. B'cha batchu avoseinu, batchu v'lovoshu, elecha za'aku v'nimlatu, b'cha batchu v'lovoshu. So now, Shoshanas Yaakov. Chai Yisrael is called the Shoshana, Shoshana bin Acholchim. We are a rose amongst many thorns, right? Mashlama Adavar Domem to a king, right, who gave over an immense, immense tract of land to his servants, right? And then he came back and he found that it was filled with thorns. He wanted to destroy the entire thing. But in the midst of all those thorns, he found a Shoshana, right? Kishoshana bin Acholchim, he saw one beautiful rose in the midst of all the thorns. Shoshanas Yaakov, right? The Shoshana of Yaakov. When we're called Yaakov, usually, not always, right? When we're called Yaakov as opposed to Yisrael, right? Usually it's a reference that we haven't reached our full spiritual blooming, as it were. Yisrael is talking about when we're on a high level, right? Yaakov sometimes, again, depending, sometimes referring to when we haven't reached our highest level. Shoshanas Yaakov, the Jewish people were, after all, in the time of Yeshno Amechad Mufuzar Furad bin Amim. But because Mordechai was Mordechai ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish, Ishimini, and we lived in the time of Hester, of Esther, Esther min HaTorah minayim, v'anochi Hester Astir Panai, her incredible Mesiras Nefesh, her incredible Bitachon b'Hashem, right? To do that which is necessary, etc. We lived in their times. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahola v'Samecha. The Jewish people now, right? are rejoicing, bir'osam yachad, as they see together, together, Tcheles Mordechai. Why Tcheles? Why Tcheles? Tcheles Mordechai. Why Tcheles? Why Tcheles? Siv says that the two schiros, right, v'schartem is called mitzvosai, l'man tizkiru, written in Parshas Tzitzis. It says the two schiros relate to two different forms of schira. One, he says, is the schira of Lavan, the white tzitzis, and one is the schira of Tcheles. Says the Netziv, the schira of Lavan is to remind the regular person that don't get too involved in everyday affairs, remember to do the mitzvos or Shem when the time comes. The Tcheles, he says, is meant to remind people who are high flyers, right? They've got big ideas, deep thinkers, etc. It's meant to remind them, don't get lost in your deep thoughts, etc., and forget to do Hashem's mitzvahs here down on the ground. Two different lessons. Shaul HaMelech, who is the one who is really the reason why Agag, from whom descended Mordechai, remained alive. He kept him alive. Shaul HaMelech, in his tenure as king, lost two corners of his tzitzis. He lost one when he didn't fulfill the commandment to destroy Amalek. He lost that to Shmuel. He lost the other one, right, when David had an opportunity to kill him, right, after he had wiped out the Kohanim of Nov. And David didn't kill him while he was in what he called in a cave. We're only going to address the first one. The Netziv says that the idea of Tcheles, like I said, is to remind the Jew not to get lost in deep ideas and forget to do Hashem's mitzvahs here down on the ground. Remember, you understand, you think of it this way, you look at it that way, you perceive it this way, you perceive it that way, it's wonderful. Make sure you do Hashem's mitzvahs. That's what Tcheles is there for. I dare say, The first corner of his garment was meant to speak to the Tcheles. Why? Because why didn't Shaul wipe out all of Amalek? He made what the Gemara refers to as a kal v'chomer shel shtus. What did the children do? And what did the animals do? And if God is so concerned about human life, why do this? I'm not asking you to philosophize. Shmuel told you. Hashem told you. Go kill everybody. Finished. Don't make yourself holier than the Torah. But he did. He made what was called a kal v'chomer shel shtus. A foolish, logical conclusion. Right? When he didn't wipe out Amalek, a bas kol came out of Shemayim and said, Al ti tzadek harbe. Don't make yourself more righteous than the Torah. Our world is filled with people, unfortunately, who are always making themselves more righteous than the Torah. Al tihi tzadik harbe. Because I'll say, just as Shaul, merachim alach zorim. He had rachmanis on the cruel Amalekites because of his mistaken logic. Right? In the end, he's misachzer al rachmanim. He shows his cruelty to others who deserve his mercy. He wiped out all the Kohanim of Nov. Al ti tzadik harbe. He lost his tcheles there. The remez of the tcheles, don't think you understand more than what the Torah says. Right? The baskol, al tihi tzadik harbe. The Because of that, there's an Agag. Because of that, there's a Haman. Because of that, the Jewish people almost met their end. Mordechai, on the other hand, if you think of his life, right, he won't eat, right, at the Suda of Achashverosh. He won't bow down to Haman. Everybody's telling him, be reasonable. And Mordechai is saying, no, it's wrong. I shouldn't bow down to him. And everybody's convinced that his way of thinking, which is following the beat of Hashem's drum, but not considering being political, right, or streetwise savvy, you're causing our destruction. In the end, who saved them? Hashem saved them. Who is the vehicle for their being saved? Mordechai. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzal of Sameicha. They're Osam Yachad, as they bound themselves together, Tcheles Mordechai. They appreciated the Tcheles of Mordechai. Mordechai remembered. He didn't get lost in, okay, what's the right, the politically savvy, the record, the clever thing to do now. I know Hashem doesn't want me to bow to Haman. They saw his Tcheles now. So the source of the whole problem was a person, right? Big tzaddik, much better than any of us here, that's for sure, right? He's in the highest places. But at that point, he made a mistake, a bad mistake, of making, of being a tzaddik harbe, bigger than the Torah. His tcheles was torn from him. And now, when the Jewish people were saved from Mordechai, they rejoiced, Shoshanas Yaakov, the rose of Yaakov, that lives sometimes hidden amongst the thorns. But we appreciate when we see something that's true. Right? Ber osam yachad, tzal of samecha, ber osam yachad, achtus, tcheles, Mordechai. They saw the tcheles of Mordechai. The picture is complete. They connected to one another, right? And they realized that the one who follows the beat of the Torah is the one who is following the beat of truth in this world. Does it always seem convenient? Initially it seemed to them very inconvenient. They blamed Mordechai, right, for all their tzaras. But in the end, they realized that Mordechai was their savior. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzal of Samecha, Berosam Yachad, Tcheles Mordechai. Okay. So, on Purim, let's recommit to strengthening ourselves in Torah. Kimo Mashakiblo Yehudim. Let's rededicate and recommit ourselves to Tefillah. Let's rededicate and reinvigorate ourselves to remembering that we're all connected to one another. Ishlach manos, matanos levyonim, etc. They're osam yachad. And let's understand, right, that there is no substitute for following Hashem's Torah, even when it doesn't appear to be convenient. There's no substitute for it. To think that we're wiser than the Torah only leads to tragedy, and to follow the Torah even when it doesn't appear to be all that convenient leads to Tzal of Samecha Berosam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. Okay? We should have a Freilich in Purim.